in most all of our discussions with managing principal of True North Retirement Advisors, Ashley Michikay, she's telling us all about how to save funds and invest it so you can get ready for retirement. But today, we're going to look at the other side of the coin. When does it become too much savings and it hinders the enjoyment of life? Well, Ashley Michikay is joining us today to tell us about sometimes it can be a little too frugal. Good morning, Ashley. Thanks for joining us today.
Good morning, Brenda. It's great to be with you. I love this topic. It's a lot of fun.
This is a lot of fun. And this is most definitely a topic I could not relate to. So this is going to be fun for me to see how the other half lives. That's for sure. So when you say too frugal, now I sometimes accuse the good deacon of being too frugal. Like there is not anything that is ever put into our home that is not on clearance, that is not on the half off rack, or maybe even found at a thrift shop. So when you are talking about somebody about being too frugal, what does that look like for them in life?
Yeah, that's a great question. It looks different for different people, and it's hard for us sometimes, especially if you lean towards more of a saver mindset versus a spender mindset. You may not see this in yourself. But frugality, if you're overly frugal, it can really rob you of living a fulfilling life in that maybe you don't spend as much money on genuine needs. So I had a client call me the other day asking if he could take a very small sum of money out to have a dental procedure. And, you know, if you live with pain in your teeth or you have a health issue, but you're like, I don't want to spend the money, that would be a sign that you're too frugal. So, and I have this happen all the time where, especially for health related reasons, it's one thing to not have the ability to pay for something and not have the money. But if you have the money in the bank and you're suffering with a chronic pain issue or a tooth that's bothering you or back pain and you won't go see like a physical therapist because you don't want to spend the money, that would be a sign that you're being too frugal. And then that's robbing you of a very important, you know, life satisfaction, fulfilling life, and that's your health. So that's just one sign. Another sign would be, especially for people who are retired, I find that the same mindset that helped you accumulate a good nest egg for retirement can kind of sabotage you later on because you've saved, you've invested, you've told yourself, you know, don't touch this money. This is for later on in life. Switching over then and saying, okay, now it's okay to spend this money is very difficult for some people. And it feels sort of threatening, like they don't want to see their investments go down because they're taking withdrawals out. Saving money and hanging on to their money feels a lot safer to them. And so that can be a hard transition for a lot of people to make, especially when they become retired. So I have long conversations with my clients about this because some find it easy and they're like, yeah, they want to travel. They want to spend money on hobbies and do these things. And a natural normal pattern is to have a higher spending rate in the early years of retirement because you're generally healthier, you're active, you want to travel, you want to do the things that you might have put off while you were still working. But it is very hard for some people to be okay with spending money. So I just would advise anybody to kind of notice areas where you aren't spending money, but maybe you should be on genuine needs, not this like frivolous thing, but, you know, is it related to your health? Is your, a funny example, our car mirror on our minivan, it was damaged over the summer. Not my fault. I didn't crash the car, but it's hanging by its wires. And so my husband had to duct tape it. So we've been driving around for the last 3 months with a duct tape mirror on our minivan because we don't want to get it fixed. And so it's like, are you duct taping everything? Are you not fixing things that genuinely need to be fixed, even if you do have the funds available? So that's kind of a silly example, but I see that happen a lot where people will sort of deal with things that are broken or things that are causing them problems and aggravation only because they really just don't want to spend the money.
Ashley Michike is the managing principal at True North Retirement Advisors. We're talking today about what it looks like to be too frugal. Well, as I said in the open, Ashley, for the good deacon, it's not possible to be too frugal. What happens when you come across a couple who are maybe working through these issues when the spouses are feeling separate on this? Maybe the frugal one thinks the other, they just spend too much money and it causes them to dig in even more. How are conflicts then solved that way?
Yeah, that's tough. That transitions more into marriage advice, which I'm probably not as qualified okay. to give. But most couples, especially later on, if they've been together for a while, if they've been married a while, they kind of find that balance with one being a saver and one is a spender and end up sort of meeting in the middle. So it's tricky because my husband and I are both, I can only relate from my own personal experience because he and I are interesting. We're both savers in certain ways and I'm overly frugal. Like I have a lot of things that are duct taped. I could just rattle off a bunch of things that I refuse to replace.
Sure.
But we'll talk about things, especially bigger things that we want to spend money on. And we're kind of generally on the same page about what we view as a good way to spend money and a not so good way to spend money. And that might be very different than other people. Like we hardly eat out, even fast food. But I know other couples that will eat out multiple times a week. And, you know, we're lucky if we eat out more than a handful of times, even just stopping at a McDonald's or something, more than a handful of times a month.
Okay.
So yeah, that's trickier, but yeah, it can be hard for couples to navigate that. And generally it all comes down to communication and making sure you're talking about money and you're agreeing and compromising on what makes sense and how to allocate the very limited resources that are the dollars in your bank account.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And in fact, the word that you just said there, compromise, I think in that area is a great way that couples can show that, you know, that problem solving skill where it might look like, you know what, I think then that if we pass on this thing or this luxury or that, and in exchange, we'll allow ourselves to do this thing, then I think maybe while both parties won't be upset, well, you'll find a way to get through it. That's important, communication in all of that. Well, Ashley, that is a great topic. Again, I'm going to have to maybe work on my compromising skills as well and work on finding ways to save. So that way, well, a good deacon and the spouse or your spouse might be just a little bit happier as well. As always, it's a great morning when you join us. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Brenda.
Again, that is Ashley Michike from True North Retirement Advisors. If you have more questions or you want to find out more resources that they offer, I'll be sure to add a link that'll get you right to True North Retirement, one of the Leadership Circle members here at Mater Dei Radio. You'll find that link on today's podcast at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.